Welcome to Home Energy Purification Stories. I'm your host, Michael Spencer, and I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I wanted to do another episode that's one of my stories to illustrate a little bit more of one of the aspects that can come up during the home energy purification process. So a long time ago, when I was in my early 20s, I started studying karate. So I studied Isshinryu karate, and this was after I participated in a women's self-defense class. And I got really inspired to continue learning not only the self-defense, but also ways of strengthening my body and being in my body in different ways that I had never done before. And being that I'm a pretty short statured person, I felt really powerful doing karate and learning these ways of harnessing my physical energy and physical power. So when you study karate, you have karate uniforms, and we did sparring, and so I had pads, like shin pads and elbow pads and a mouth guard, as well as weapons. So this particular style of karate, we used weapons when we were doing forms or kata. And so I ended up throughout this process accumulating some stuff that was associated with this activity that was really, really important to me for a period of time in my life. And so I progressed through the belt levels. I achieved my black belt. And shortly thereafter, I started just feeling like, I don't know if this is really fitting for me and where I am in my life anymore. And there were just a bunch of different things that were shifting and changing. And I thought, well, I'm going to, stop going to classes. And so then, my karate uniforms and things, like I had a bag where all this stuff was. And eventually, I don't really fully remember the whole process of this. And eventually, the stuff associated with karate for me ended up in a box in my basement. And then I moved a bunch of times and I continued to move the box. And then a couple years ago, when I embarked on my home energy purification process, which was where the process itself was born, I chose to face this. And this is what home energy purification does, is it provides us with these really golden opportunities to get clear about what we're holding on to and why. So I had moved this box of karate stuff several times, and I was not doing it mindfully or consciously. I wasn't really considering what's the future of my relationship with this activity. And there were some emotions caught up in that and some beliefs caught up in that, which I'll share about. And so it was this choice point to go, you know what, I'm going to bring consciousness to this, and I'm going to make an actual decision. And so I'll come back to my own process, and I want to check in with you. You know, maybe you can tune in with your own life experience and notice, are there things that you've been carrying around from home space to home space, that things that are stored in your basement or your closet or your attic that represent used to's or an older identity, you know, something in the past that was really an interest for you that you've gotten away from. Maybe you chose to, or maybe it just sort of fell out of your life without your awareness. And so maybe you have an old drum set or amps and guitars from when you had a band, or maybe you have lots of things and objects that are associated with that time that you were making jewelry and selling it at craft shows. It can really be anything. And what happens when we have these objects in our lives and we're not being conscious and aware of why we continue to hold on to them is it can be an energy leak. It can be this drain that we're not conscious of. And this is the funny thing about home energy purification is because it's real easy to deny or ignore the stuff that's in our basements and attics and so on. And it's really, really important, in my opinion, to explore what we're holding on to, understand why, and make conscious decisions about it, because then we are more in, I want to say in control of, and that's not quite what I mean, and I'm going to say it anyway. So more in control of our energy, or we're taking the reins and harnessing our energy in, again, I keep using this word, in more conscious ways. So yeah, just feeling into, because this is what happens, right? We go, okay, I'm going to clean out the basement. I'm going to clean out the attic. I'm totally tackling this closet. And then we run into these things that we don't want to make decisions about because we're ambivalent about it. Do I still want to do karate? Gosh, my heart is just clamoring and saying, please play music. And I feel like I can't because I don't have time and I haven't played for so long and blah, blah, blah. Like all of these ways that we can make excuses. So I got to face my karate stuff. And it was a beautiful process because I got to be really clear. The things that I needed to face were beliefs and ideas about, well, I dedicated 5 years of my life to karate. I was decent at karate, particularly kata, that was really a passion for me. I was good at teaching karate. I taught women's self-defense within the karate school. I was teaching people, you know, basic karate as well. And so here's something that I'm good at, that I enjoyed, that was really meaningful for a period of my life. And then at the same time, I just fell out of sync with my heart and soul weren't needing it anymore. And I didn't know how to reconcile that experience of going, wow, this was so important for this period in time. How can it not be important anymore? How can I not want to do this anymore? And the truth was, I was complete with it. I discovered within myself that it was the truth of me that I was complete with karate and my experience with it. And it was so meaningful, purposeful, important at that time. And I got to reconcile that it's okay for something to be in my life for a period of time and then be okay with it. And I think what happened was there were so many people at the karate club who that was really a lifetime dedication for them. And particularly, of course, the upper belt levels, these are folks who had dedicated decades to this martial arts form. And so I felt really confused because when you get into those upper belt levels, like, aren't you supposed to want to continue dedicating your life to it? And I didn't. And so I think I felt wrong and bad in a way. And so I got to face that and go, you know what? That's not for me. And I was able to then let go even more. And so I can't remember. This was a couple years ago that I sorted through this stuff. And so I can't remember exactly what I chose to do with everything. I think I donated my uniforms to other people who were still practicing karate. The weapons are actually my mom's in her attic because at that time we weren't sure if my nephew might develop an interest in karate and we wanted to be able to pass them along to him. And so this is another aspect of the ongoing nature of home energy purification, because now, these few years later, I am starting to help my mom clean out her attic. And so, maybe she and I can talk together about, here we've got these things. Is it realistic that my nephew is going to develop an interest in martial arts? I can ask him, if he'd like me to hold on to them. And then there's always the possibility of another layer of shedding, letting that go. And so it's a very fluid process. And so what I invite you to do is feel into, I've used this example of the instruments, the drum set or the amps and the guitars, and the jewelry making supplies, is really feeling into what is the truth of you about these things that you're holding on to, whatever they are. Because the other thing that can happen when we store things, if we're not holding things in consciousness and in a conscious way and with awareness, the other thing that we can do is we put things in the attic or the basement or the storage shed. And if we are not aware of how we're storing those things, we may actually be sabotaging our ability to use them in the future. So maybe the instruments end up warped, or the amps are water damaged, or maybe part of the crafting or jewelry making is some fiber that rodents have gotten. And so it's really important, if we're saying, you know what, I know in my retirement years I am gonna rock a band, I've gotta I want to continue dedicating energy to my career right now. I don't feel like I have the space for jamming out right now. And I know that I can just imagine myself on my front porch with, a couple of friends playing music. Then we get to be really conscious and aware of how we're storing these things. And on the other hand, perhaps with the jewelry making, it's like, I had a lot of fun doing that, and I'm kind of over it. And the other thing that we have to face sometimes when we're holding on to things is, wow, I used to love making jewelry, and now I've developed arthritis, and I'm not able to move my hands. I don't have the dexterity. And so home energy purification also invites us to be real with where we are. And maybe that means, wow, I have to face this and go see a specialist so that I can get my hands moving again, and I don't really want to deal with that. Maybe it means letting go and going, I just can't make this jewelry anymore, and accepting that and working through the process of grieving or experiencing that disappointment that allows us to come to the place of acceptance, and which then invites us to gather our energy into the present moment. So we're not holding on to the past, and we're not projecting ourselves too far in the future. And if we are, we're doing it mindfully. I feel like that was a whole lot. I hope those examples and my own story were helpful for you in exploring something that you might be holding on to, and that you get to be more clear and conscious and aware of what you're holding on to and why. And I invite you, if you need help and support in this process, because it's not always easy to face this stuff alone. Because we're also facing our shadows. We're facing that which, as humans, we naturally avoid and deny. That's what we do with the shadow. And home energy purification, and myself as the champion of this work, says, hey, let's look at it. Let's integrate it. Let's be real. Let's say, I'm so fucking done with pretending that I'm gonna be in a garage band again. Or it's saying, you know what, I'm so done denying my need to make music. And so then we get to use these objects to help integrate what's happening internally inside. If you would like some help and support in this process, head on over to infinitenature.life and check out the home energy purification page, and you'll see the various offerings that I have for us to work individually. And I can't wait to hear from you. And until then, keep on purifying.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.